Former Speaker of the House Timothy O'Connor of Brattleboro has died. O'Connor made history in 1975 when he became the first Democrat to be elected Vermont's House Speaker in more than a century, and he was the Brattleboro town meeting moderator for more than two decades. VPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman has this remembrance.
Tim O'Connor was born in Brattleboro, and whether he was wielding the gavel at town meeting, serving in the Vermont House of Representatives, or working at his law practice, O'Connor always had the people of Windham County in mind.
Losing Tim's a huge loss to Vermont, to Windham County, and to Brattleboro. He was Mr. Brattleboro.
That's former Democratic Governor Peter Shumlin. When Shumlin was a young college kid working on Tom Salmon's run for U.S. Senate, he says O'Connor was a local political legend who always had time to lend a hand and offer advice.
What I remember most about him was that he had his own battles to fight, but I was just amazed at the time, the thought, the caring that he gave to a guy that really didn't know what he was doing. He helped me in ways in that campaign that I was often puzzled that he was taking the time to do it.
O'Connor was a Democrat, and he was first elected to the Vermont House in 1968, at a time when the legislature was heavily Republican. He quickly positioned himself as someone who could work across the aisle, and he was elected Speaker of the House in 1975, even though the opposition party was in the majority. Former House Speaker and fellow Windham County Democrat Mike Gobhowski says the fact that O'Connor was re-elected House Speaker by the Republican majority speaks volumes for the respect he earned within the State House.
I learned a great deal from Tim, especially about respecting the membership, protecting the minority, and bringing as much consensus to the situation as one could.
O'Connor served on the State Mental Health Board and the UVM Board of Trustees. He gave up his post as town moderator in 2013 after being elected by Brattleboro voters for 22 consecutive years. O'Connor was fiercely proud of his Irish heritage. For years, he co-hosted an Irish music program on a local radio station on St. Patrick's Day and traveled every few years back to the Emerald Isle. At the opening of the 2010 biennium, the legislature honored O'Connor with a House resolution recognizing his decades of service to the people of Vermont. He died Tuesday at the age of 81. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman.